life. Sometimes so much is compressed into such a little word. At Cedarville University, students experience both the joys and challenges of life while focusing on all that college has to offer. Listen along with our host, Allie Kinner, as we take a deep dive into those life experiences with four Cedarville students. Eliana, Andrew, and Aspen continue their 1,000 days as a sophomore, junior, and senior, while Chloe joins them as our new freshman. Romans 8:28 reminds us that in all things, God works for the good of those who love Him. This is 1,000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast.
Well, welcome to Cedarville and to the 1,000 Days podcast. Chloe, how do you feel?
I feel very good.
Great.
Kind of nervous, but you know.
That's solid. That's fair. So you are our freshman guest. So
I am.
You are coming to Cedarville for the very first time. And we've been here for about a month now. So How has that month been so far?
It's been really cool, but kind of terrifying because I'm from Florida.
Yeah.
So I'm 14 hours away.
Oh my gosh.
Never been to Ohio before.
Mm-hmm.
So I got here, very first day of college. Hadn't ever toured here either.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. So move-in day, my very first time seeing it.
Wow.
And everything was kind of just like, okay. And everyone's banging on the pool noodles. That kind of scarred me.
That's fair. Me too.
Yeah. But it's honestly been great. I found my close group of friends. We go out like all the time. Classes are good.
Awesome.
Yeah. I'm ready to move on to the
great.
Next phase, I guess.
And what's your major and stuff? What are you studying?
So I am an elementary education major.
Sweet.
Yes.
Sweet.
Specifically wanting to teach kindergarten or first grade.
No, that's awesome. And then what hobbies do you do, that sort of thing?
I read, mostly.
As you should.
Yeah.
What's your favorite genre?
Ooh, murder mystery, for
Ooh,
sure.
As you should, period.
Yeah.
And then how did you find Cedarville? Because you said you didn't tour here,
yeah.
So how did that work?
So at my church, I go to a Baptist church back at home, and we're a Baptist school. And I knew one of the alumni from here, and she also went for education.
Yeah.
She was teaching at an elementary school. She kind of moved up.
Yeah.
And then I also knew that my pastor wanted to go here. So he was like, he talked about it. I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
My youth pastor eventually told me, he goes, look, I think you need to change. I think you need a new start. Go to Ohio. Start new. And I applied for Cedarville. That night, I got accepted. That
Whoa.
Next week, I got my scholarships. And I was like, all right, God, I see what you're doing. I guess I'll be going to Ohio.
No, that's awesome. That's awesome. And how do you feel at the start of the new year? I know it's a lot coming in as a freshman. There's a lot of crazy things going on. We've already had a lot of events. So first impressions of campus, what do you think?
It is gorgeous. And it is also very nice weather.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. I can wear a jacket and not be sweating to death, which is incredible. But it's been really good.
Mm-hmm.
I love the atmosphere, and I love how, like, Christian it can be.
Yeah.
But how you also, like, I'm not afraid to talk about some stuff with other friends, whereas at home I could be.
Yeah.
So, which I love.
Yeah. I will say I'm so happy to hear a Florida person say that they like the Ohio weather, because I know several people from Florida that are like, oh my gosh, I hate the weather. I don't understand it.
No, that
warms my heart. And then you talked a little bit about how you've made some really great friends.
Mm-hmm.
You've already got your group together. How has that helped your first month at Cedarville? Because I know community is so big here.
Yeah, so it was really helpful. So for my last 3 years of high school, I was online.
Yeah.
So I didn't really have the school community. I worked, but, you know, it
wasn't
the same. So I got here, and all of a sudden I'm like, oh, I don't know anyone here.
Yeah.
And eventually I had someone sit next to me in class, and we are the same major. So we went to, like, five classes together.
Oh, my gosh.
Within the next 2 days. And I met her roommates, and then their group of friends kind of, like, adopted me in. So it's been very helpful, and it makes me feel very, like, at peace. Because even though, it's still hard not being at home, it's kind of just like, okay, I've actually, like, found my place and I can feel comfortable.
Yeah.
So.
No, that's amazing.
Yeah.
And then I did see in your journal entry, you've done several things that just sound so fun to me, like doing a Crumble Cookie and Taco Bell trip. Like, that's my personal favorite from the list.
We also went to Crumble again last night.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. So what you're saying is I need to come crash with your friend group so I can go to Crumble.
If you want to spend the money,
Girl, I will. Mm-hmm. And then I also saw that you got fish for your friend's dorm.
Yes.
I'm going to need more details because I was so confused when I read that. Like, why do you need fish?
Yeah. So my friend brought a fish from home when
she
moved to college, and his name was John.
Like a pet fish.
A pet fish.
Okay.
Yes. Like a little pet fish. I don't know what the species is. But He sadly passed away.
Oh.
Because he just wasn't doing good with the stress and everything, I guess.
So
she told me one day, her friend had texted her being like, hey, I want to go out and just hang out off campus for a little while.
Yeah.
So we all went off campus and they were like, hey, we also want to go get some new pet fish because they still had the tank and it was like, why not?
Yeah.
And like, it's just nice kind of, you know, having maybe something because we're not allowed dogs or cats, but like,
oh, yeah.
Fish, why not? So we went to the pet store and got four new fish.
Do they have names yet?
They do.
Okay, what are their names? This is very important.
All right. So I need to describe them.
Okay.
One of them is orange with a black, like, tail.
Okay.
So we call it Jujitsu, but
Jujitsu?
We call it Juju.
Juju?
For short.
Okay,
yes.
Good, because I cannot pronounce that.
I can't either. There are two other ones, mm-hmm. and they're kind of, like, undecided on the name.
Oh, okay.
So they're still kind of, like, moving around with it.
Yeah.
The very last one, which is quite possibly my favorite one, fully white fish. Do you want to guess what its name is?
I don't want to guess, because everything coming to my head is probably not correct.
It's Dr. White.
Are you serious?
I'm not kidding.
Bro. Why does that actually track, though?
Okay. It does.
See, like, my thinking was, first of all, I ate Oreos before I came to the studio. And so
were
for
you thinking
me,
I meant food?
I was thinking you meant food. And I was like, what's a white food besides mashed potatoes? And, like, I was like, that does not track for a
no.
fish name. But, oh, my goodness. Sorry to anybody who named their fish after mashed potatoes. And so what is CGL? Because I know in your journal entry, you said you went to CGL.
Oh, Cedar's Got Talent.
Cedar's Got Talent?
Yeah.
Okay. What did you think? Because that was so crazy, so hype.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Yeah.
We got there like 2 minutes before it started, so me and my friends bolted through the back doors.
Oh my gosh.
Ran all the way up, and we got spots. And all of the acts just coming on,
mm-hmm.
like, we have multiple where our jaws just hung down, and we were just like, there's no way.
Literally.
Like, there's so many great people. So if you were on that, good job,
good
honestly.
Good job. Applause.
Proud of you.
Applause.
Couldn't do it.
Literally. So, this might be controversial, but who, in your opinion, is the rightful winner of CGT?
Mm. See, I voted for someone different who I think actually should have been the rightful winner.
And who was that person?
I think this will get controversial.
That's
I
okay.
voted for the Juggling Brothers.
Really?
I did. But the reason I was upset was because he doesn't go here.
Yeah.
So
that's
I was
fair.
Like, that's not really fair. I wish Elmo would have gotten first, but also the magician.
The magician?
He was so good and he was so funny. Oh, it was great.
No, I'm here for Muppet Man. I thought that was
really
fantastic.
I did like his a lot as well.
Oh yeah. No, whenever
it just kind of freaked me out.
Will Woods, shout out Will Woods, whenever he came out with Elmo. About
yeah.
lost my crap. And then because campus is so crazy, how are you finding time to just wind down, stay calm as we're getting through all of these classes?
I'm usually, because I'm in classes at very weird times of the day.
Yeah.
So like, I don't usually get done on most days till 5 o'clock.
Whoa.
Yeah. So either I'm going to my dorm and just chilling, or I'll be going to the gym
yeah.
with my friends. And then we'll go get dinner. And then that's usually when our crumble trips happen. Right after the gym, which is great.
We love it. We love it.
Yeah.
It's called balance. You know,
exactly.
You gotta have that balance in your life.
Yeah.
And then what is one thing that you've done this year that is like peak favorite moment so far?
Probably just today I received my teaching permit, which means
Rock
I can go
on.
Into schools.
Rock on.
Yeah.
Good job. Way
so,
to go.
Yeah.
What all is entailed for that? Like, what do you have to do?
So, for that, I have to get an FBI background. I have
Whoa.
To get my fingerprints checked.
That's kind of cool.
A little bit. It's also kind of just like, I know I haven't done any crimes. Am I going to be brought up for some reason? The next thing that is entailed is I have to complete a permit
yeah.
application. Since I'm not a Ohio resident,
yeah.
I had to go through kind of a different path, so I couldn't give my driver's license number.
Oh.
I had to give my passport.
Oh.
Yes. So I had to wait a little while for that so that they could check that it was actually me. And then I went through it and eventually was just asked basic questions like what was on the background. So
yeah.
like, have you committed any felonies? Are you military discharged?
Yeah.
All of that good stuff. And then pay however much so that they will check me and get it through.
Yeah.
And it gets issued.
That's kind of cool, though.
Yeah.
Like, that's so, like, professional.
It feels very official
yeah.
now.
That's so fun. And then what are you looking forward to most about being at Cedarville this next year?
I am probably looking forward to, honestly, the classes and just learning more about
yeah.
God. Because in so many different aspects, you can learn about God in ways you don't imagine.
Yeah.
Like, in biology, we're learning about cells, mitochondria, plant cells, animal
yeah.
cells, whatever. But you're also, they're bringing it back to God and how he created everything.
Yeah.
So that's just kind of really cool to actually, like, look at.
Yeah.
So.
No, it's amazing.
Yeah.
And then what is your goal for this year? Like, if you do not do this one thing, or if you don't experience this one thing, like, you're going to be like, man, what was the point? Like, what is your goal?
As horrible as it is, I want to pull on the weekend, not a weeknight. Let me preface this because my parents are going to listen. A full nighter.
Ooh, okay.
Staying up all night. Even if I'm not doing anything productive, just stay up all night.
I will say, from my experience, those all-nighters affect you for the entire week. You better pick a good weekend, because I was like a zombie that whole week whenever I pulled an all-nighter, and it was not okay. But yeah, if you do that, you got to tell me how it goes, because
I'll write it down in my little journal thing.
You should. We'll follow up in a few weeks and see how it goes. And then hopefully, with you taking all of your education classes, how do you feel about going into all of that? Because education is super fun.
Mm-hmm.
And what classes are you taking for education? And then what is your favorite one so far?
Okay, so right now, because I'm a freshman and I didn't have any credits coming in, I'm specifically only taking one class.
It is
called The Education Profession.
Ooh, cool.
Yes, it is taught by Dr. Kevin Jones. Shout out to him. Love him. Great guy.
He's amazing.
Yes. So he is talking to us about the pros and cons. I think one of my favorite quotes he has said is, how can we be problem solvers instead of problem thinkers?
Wow.
Because a lot of people, when they think about education, they're like, well, all of this stuff is happening. There's teen pregnancy, there's shootings, there is drug deals, there's all of this.
Mm-hmm.
And in elementary schools, there's like sometimes even worse, because those kids cannot think for themselves.
Yeah.
And he's like, instead of just thinking about those issues, why don't we think about ways to solve them instead of just thinking about them? So definitely his class right now.
That's awesome.
Which, even though it is my only one, I am a little biased.
No,
I love
it's
it.
So fair.
Yeah.
No, and honestly, major classes by far are some of my favorite classes, because they're just so personalized, and I feel like here at Cedar Valley, you do get that Bible-based knowledge. Even if you're using it for like a practical class, like there's always going to be that Bible knowledge, which is even more practical in my opinion. But yeah, and then last question, because it's just on my mind. So you did come from Florida, and you said 14 hours away.
Yes.
So two-parter.
Okay.
One, how did you get here? Did you drive? Did you fly? Did you train? I don't know.
A train.
And then did you, when you came, like, what was your biggest culture shock about coming to Ohio?
So when we came up here, me and my mom came.
Yeah.
I brought my car.
Yeah.
And then she got a rental.
Rock on.
So we drove all 14 hours here separately.
Oh my gosh.
We did it in a span of 3 days. Yes.
Jump scare.
A little bit.
Yeah.
The biggest culture shock I think I had was, like, okay, where I'm from in Florida, it is very overpopulated.
Rock on.
So you can drive anywhere that's supposedly 15 minutes away, and it'll take you 30, 45 minutes.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's horrible.
Yeah.
And here, it's like, oh, well, it's 30 minutes away. It's actually only 30 minutes away. I'm not getting caught by traffic.
Yeah.
So probably having that to the point of where it's like, I'm not caught in traffic. I'm just, like, still going along.
You're just cruising.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So probably that.
Oh, yeah. I will say, though, whenever you start venturing around Ohio, if that's something that you choose to do eventually, once you get closer to Columbus, traffic is going to get icky, sticky. And I can say that as a Columbus resident, okay? It's not cute. Well, it has been amazing to get to talk to you. I'm so excited for you to start your freshman year and just to already see it start out so strong and just so fun. Like, that is just the coolest thing. So, Chloe, we are going to catch up in 2 weeks and kind of get the update on everything, including the Crumble and Taco Bell trips. And we are just going to see how life is. So thank you for talking with me, and I'll see you in 2 weeks.
Definitely. Thanks for having me on.
Rock on.
Before you go, I hope you enjoyed this episode of 1000 Days, a Resound Radio podcast. If you liked it, you can follow us on Instagram and like our Facebook page. You can also go to our website, resoundradio.com, where you can listen to Resound's music broadcast, more episodes of 1000 Days, and view the journal entry from today's episode. This episode was produced by Nolan Ebert, audio engineered by Robert Hoffer, and edited by Cass Williams.